The Israel Report with Rolling Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolling Marks, what a week it has been in the news.
I tell you, gee, we haven't stopped for a second.
No.
I mean, my week literally hasn't stopped for a second.
Absolutely incredible. And so it continues. It doesn't seem to be much resolution at all in Zimbabwe. And we just hope everybody, it remains peaceful. So far, it's really just been a coup with memes. That's really all it's been, which is great. But unfortunately, if Robert Mugabe doesn't step down and if there isn't some form of resolution, I do fear as to what is going to happen.
Myself included, I worry for the citizens of Zimbabwe. And you would think the man is 93. At some stage, you've got to let go. You've got to relinquish control.
So I think that's been the issue. I think there's been an acceptance of that. But now that he seems to be favoring his wife, who's 41 years his junior, I think that's why that was the tipping point for members of his own party as well. Raleen, let's just talk about the Taylor Force bill. Taylor Force, of course, being the American who was on holiday in Israel, in Tel Aviv, who was stabbed by a Palestinian terrorist. The House Foreign Affairs Committee has now approved the Taylor Force bill. Tell us about this.
Well, this is legislation. It's called the Taylor Force Act. And as you just mentioned, it has been voted in or approved unanimously by the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And what this entails is ending the program of sending money or compensating the families of convicted terrorists for their crimes. And you've spoken a lot about the economy of terrorism. And maybe we could put a stop to the scourge if they weren't being so well compensated for it. So basically what it now does is it forces the Palestinian Authority to choose between the economic assistance that they would get from the United States or staying with these policies, this policy of paying a stipend to the family of terrorists. Thank goodness this has been voted through unanimously, and the Palestinian Authority oppose this bill, and they say that they call it their martyr compensation scheme, and it involves benefits for generations of families, including those that they consider or legitimate combatants in the Palestinian struggle for independence. But we could also remind them that there is a more beneficial way of getting your independence, and that is not threatening the security of Israel's civilians.
Yeah, well, it depends if what your priority is. Is your priority the destruction of Israel, or is it about Palestinian independence? And I think we all support an independent Palestine as long as it recognizes the legitimacy of the Jewish state and that it accepts that it would live in peace alongside it. And unfortunately, that's where this whole issue seems to fall down.
Well, this is it, and it's also compounded by the fact that the unity government, which is now comprised of Hamas and Fatah, but with the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas, it comprises Hamas saying just yesterday that they will never recognize a state of Israel, the Jewish state of Israel.
So there we have it. That's unfortunately where the real issue is. Very, very concerning indeed. Going back to the Zimbabwe story, the foreign ministry has told Israelis to avoid Zimbabwe.
Well, I tell you, there's no relationship as electric as that between Robert Mugabe and Grace. The foreign ministry has warned Israelis not to travel to Zimbabwe, and they have said that they have had no distress calls from either Jews or Israelis who are in the country, but they are really asking that they do not go to Zimbabwe and if possible just stay inside until the upheaval is over.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. In fact, I'm just on the Zimbabwe government Twitter account at the moment, and it says, please be advised that the president is in good health. Comrade Mugabe will resign from office of the presidency. The installation of His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa as interim president of the Republic of Zimbabwe will occur on Friday, the 17th of November. But now, just to be, just to keep in mind, it is very, very clear that as part of this coup, the military has taken over the Zimbabwe government Twitter account. So it is important to make sure that you understand that this isn't necessarily fact. 42 minutes ago, it said, we urge you to follow President Mnangagwa, for the most recent news on the acting president, and he's going to address the nation of Zimbabwe soon. So it's very, very clear that they have taken over the Twitter account, and it is probably worth keeping an eye on that. Saudi and Israel sponsor a resolution together at the UN. This has to be a first.
Well, that's a first, but also, I mean, literally moments before I spoke to you, in fact, I was on the line to somebody else, it was announced by the Ramatkal, the Israeli chief of staff, that now there is a intelligence sharing between Israel and the Saudis. So we are definitely seeing a love affair, perhaps that, you know, more warmth than what we are seeing in Zimbabwe. But yes, this is a first. The Saudis and the Israeli delegations at the United Nations have co-sponsored a resolution at the Human Rights Committee, and the resolution, which has passed with 108 countries voting in favor, condemns the Syrian government for a variety of human rights abuses, including the mass killings of civilians during the country's civil war, which started in 2011. And from the Israeli side, our ambassador to the United Nations, Denny Danon, said the Assad regime, with full support from Iran, has been slaughtering its people mercilessly and with incomprehensible cruelty for years. And he went on to speak about the humanitarian aid which Israel has been providing to Syrian civilians who have been hurt by the civil war. And the Saudi ambassador on his part said that there is a grave deterioration in the state of human rights in Syria, including the indiscriminate killing and intentional attacks against civilians, which has caused the death of over 400,000 people, including 17,000 children. But what we definitely are seeing in the region is the Sunni-Shiite axis is starting to form, and it looks like good relations between Israel and the Saudis is certainly warming up, if not accelerating.
It's just a remarkable situation. If we thought back a couple of months and somebody said to us by the middle of November there would be this friendship or this alliance between the Saudis and the Israelis, could we even imagine such a thing happening?
Well, you know, we often talk in politics about black swans, and sometimes I think black swans can be positive.
The reality is that Israel signed a peace agreement with Egypt decades ago, and that whereas they might not necessarily be the best of friends, there's certainly an incredible amount of cooperation between the countries. There are flights between the countries, even if they have to be quite done on, you know, without official carriers. But there is a very, very strong relationship between Egypt and Israel, which just goes to show that this is possible, and there's no reason why Israel can't do so with many of her other neighbors in the Middle East.
Absolutely. I think, you know, once we get over that political hump and maybe sometimes the ideological humps, which really there is no need to exist. I mean, there is place for all of us to exist peacefully. I think that it's in the best interest of all civilians in the region to cooperate, to fight the scourges that we see, the rise of violence that we see in the region. And as President Trump said in his speech in Saudi Arabia earlier this year, it's time to kick the terrorists out. It's time to not allow for them to hijack our region. I mean, we saw yesterday, Howard, you and I spoke about it on air yesterday, about the fact that Israel has offered through the Red Cross humanitarian aid to Iran and Iraq, and Iran not only turned Israel down, but turned any country down that wanted to offer help. I mean, these are your civilians.
Well, because clearly it's not about that, or clearly your fear that that the aid groups are going to infiltrate and discover something you might not want them to is a greater fear than the fear that your people are suffering. Finally, Rolene, a court in Spanish city of Seville has suspended anti-Israel boycotts.
Well, this is an incredible victory, a legal victory, and basically what happened is a Spanish court suspended the city council's anti-Israel boycott, and this is because of the incredible work done by a non-profit organization that's based in the U.S. called the Lawfare Project. Mm-hmm. So last week, a district court in Seville, which is in southern Spain, issued an interim injunction against the city council of La Roya de Andalucía, which has stopped its boycotting of Israeli products, as well as its decision to join the BDS campaign. So another great victory, and it does look, I mean, despite the fact that we have minor setbacks, I see the University of Michigan, but on the whole, it looks like more regional areas around the world are cottoning onto the fact that BDS is nothing but an anti-Semitic wolf in sheep's clothing. So this is a victory, and thank you to the Lawfare Project. And you can check out the Lawfare Project. It's a US-based think tank and a litigation fund. And according to their mandate, they protect the civil and human rights of pro-Israel and Jewish communities around the world. So as we know, we are fighting wars on multiple fronts, in the media, on college campuses, militarily here in Israel, but also from a legal perspective, and this was a major legal victory.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And you just see these tensions all over, where certain people are still in the cycle of welcoming BDS and seriously debating the issues that they are raising. On the other hand, you're seeing countries that have seen through what they're really about in terms of the level of anti-Semitism and the what follows a BDS presence on a campus or an environment. And they are moving to away from it. So I don't know, it's just we live in a crazy world, and I think if ever we've seen a week with completely strange news coming from everywhere, this week is one of them.
Well, I think 2017 is going to go down as one of the most unpredictable and bizarre years of global politics ever. But Howard, as we say, you know, it keeps us in business. We're in the business of news and reportage, and it's certainly keeping us in good stead.
Absolutely. And as we keep saying, thank God we don't live in New Zealand.
Or on the Isle of Man, where apparently
nothing
calling
happens.
Your dog Snickers can get you hauled in for racism.
Well, there we go. In fact, when we come back, I have found a news story out of New Zealand. You will be amazed. It's 5:52. Rolene Marks, you have a fantastic weekend.
Shabbat shalom, everybody. And catch me tomorrow morning early for a little bit of hooliganism before we...
before you get serious.
Before the weekend.
Absolutely right. Shabbat shalom. Time is 5:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your afternoon with me. That was the Israel Report, brought to you by the Blue Agency.